Chapter 98. Biscuit was wakened as the world seemed to tumble and shake. The fallen hollow log that he and Double had chosen as a sleeping place was being shaken, rolled and generally banged about. Both friends scuttled out, straight into a sort of big bag. As they scrambled upright to escape, shrill, eager cries rang out from their captors.
Don't you stand there. Sandbag them.
All right, keep your tail on. I'm looking for Miss Sandbag here. Gobbo, give yours.
Oh, no, you're not getting mine. Look here, own.
A loud nasal snarl, obviously the leader's, broke in on the dispute.
You two, you're about as much use as a snail shell on a butterfly. Give us that sandbag here.
Two hefty blows knocked the prisoners unconscious. Biscuit awoke with a dull headache, which was not bad considering the blow he had taken. As expected, he was bound back to back with Double, either side of a wooden post. Also, they were both gagged. Craning his neck from side to side, Biscuit viewed his surroundings. It was a long, low-ceiling cave, with many wooden posts supporting it. The walls were decked with all sorts of what Biscuit could only describe as rubbish. Dried fish skins, pieces of coloured stone, old earthenware beakers, and wooden plates, all of which had seen better days. Around small fires, dotted hither and thither, were gathered the scruffiest, weirdest bunch of mice Biscuit had ever set eyes upon. Their scraggly fur was caked with mud and dust, and they were clad in tattered rags of bark cloth. The only weapons they seemed to possess were sausage-like sacks of sand and tough, thin lengths of vine with a wooden toggle attached to either end. The mice were constantly fighting and squabbling over the most trivial things. No beast ever appeared to get hurt, but they would twirl the sandbags at one another, leaping about and exchanging the most colourful insults. Every mouse's name ended in an O. Biscuit heard them calling to one another. He tried to decipher some of the names. There was Gobbo, Bumbo, Tingo. Then he gave up. Their accents were flat and nasal, and they spoke with a rapidity which was hard to understand. He watched two of them, the one called Gobbo, and another called Tingo, disputing the ownership of a sandbag. Gobbo shrilled.
Hey, yous, give us that sandbag. It's mine. I lost it.
Tingo stood his ground belligerently.
Bear off, the sandbag's mine. Me ma made it for me. Don't you come around here trying to pinch my sandbag just because you lost your own. Gobbo the slobbo.
Tingo caught sight of Biscuit watching them and turned his irate attention upon the red waller.
Who are you looking at, puddin' nose?
Biscuit tried to smile, shaking his head, to show he meant no harm or disrespect.